Okay, now we begin a brand new union. Schutzen. Shutfim, this is the tip of a massive iceberg. There are three issues in Shutfim. Shutfim who are chayev to somebody. I am chayev to Shutfim. And Shutfim who owns something. Three different aspects of Shutfim. Okay. Shutfim who own something. Let's say Shutfim who own a chotzer, which is meant to be used by both of them. Sugi Nadorim. How that works. Each one owns the whole thing, each one owns half of the thing. Each one owns the whole thing half of the time, how it works. That and the sugya, the very complex sugya, ties in with Yesh Breira, Ein Breira, ties in with all sorts of sugyas all over Shas. It's an interesting sugya, important sugya, had nothing to do with us. What are we talking about? Talking Shutfim Shesho'alu, where now in Shutfim Shesho'alu it might have. That means, does each one use it 50% of the time? They use it for their Shutfis, and how that works. If each one uses it 50% of the time, that may tie in with the Sugya Nadorim of ownership. Shutfim who mashil it something, that means this person has a chiv to shutfim, that's one aloch. Shutfim who are shomrim or shutfim who are mafkidim. How the chiyuvim work to shutfim? Okay, now, Rashi here. Says, Mao, Liknos Kefel Shalom. Me, I'm reading. Kevin the Porish Shleim is Shilem. Connor, Odilma, Kevin the Travahu Chad Pikod and Havu. No, that's the previous. Shil Lechon Mehem. Chelko Chetzi Domeha Sha'olov. That means you have the following situation. I'm a Shoel. And something happened to the object. I have to pay the whole thing. I have to pay half of it. Together we have to pay the whole thing. How does it work? What is Rashi? It says, Chelko chatzi domeho she'olov. I have the one shutuf has to pay 50%. Ma'u litnos chelko ha'magil. Does that mean the shomer will be mafki? And then when there's zoch and the kefil, each one is zoch and half the kefil. Or there's zoch and the whole kefil together and they split it between them. So what does Rashi say? He Odilma be'inet ad shishalem kol ha'parah. He wants to get his money back. This shotif is chayav 50%, and he's going to get 50% of the kefil. He says, listen, I do my business with you, my shotif does his business with you. So now we're totally on what is the mentality, the das, of the mafkid. Is he willing to take each one separately, or he says, I want my money back. Until I got my money back, I'm not giving any kefil. Shilam echemehem. Ma'u sheyikne chatzi hakefil me'amrin ha'ri shilam kol ha'mutul olov. No, excuse me. Shilam le'echemehem. I paid off one shutif. I didn't pay off the other shutif. Is each shutif going to be marked to me separately, or I have to pay off my whole thing? Here, the second one is, Sheyik dechatzi hakevim, I mean, I reshal him kol amutal olav. Rashi seems to be telling me very, very clearly that if you have a chiyuv of two shutfim, here when each one is chayiv chatzi, and each one gets chatzi. That's how Rashi describes it. Now, Rishonim had a very, very... Now, give me a Gemara Shavuos. The Gemara says like this. The Mishnah talks about Hoyu Chamish Tovim Osa, the shutfus of five people who ask him for money. Amrulo, Tenlanu Pikodin Shiyeshan Rubiyodcha. You have five mafkid. There's a shutfus of five mafkidim who are mafkid Pikodin. And the five come together and say, give us back the pikadon. Shur she'en lechem biyodi. I don't owe you people anything. Is he telling you, I don't owe you one-fifth, I don't owe you one-fifth, one-fifth? We have five shvuos. He's talking about five separate chiyuvim. Let's say two independent people come to him as follows. Reuven says, you broke my window. Shimon says, you borrowed $100 from me. And they show up and tell him together, each one. And he says, I don't owe you anything. It's two separate shvuos, because he's go. Why? Because what is shvuos ha-pikadon? Gzeila al yedei shvuah. What did he do? He stole from each one separately, a separate chov, via shvuah. They're two chiyuvim. There's no question. But here, five shutfim come to him and says, we gave you a pikadon. And he says, I don't owe you anything. So, that's one shvuah. But he says, I don't owe you, I don't owe you, I don't owe you, I don't owe you, I don't owe you. It's a cause that you may remember from last year. La'achas me'ena. It's five shvuas, five chiyuvim. Says the Gemara. Nechicheh bo prat lemodu le'echom en ha'achim o le'echom en ha'shutfim. What happens if he's molded to one of them and it's kofer in the other? Rak sheyesh lo chelik b'moman zeh k'shetovo ho'ach ha'sheni kofer. The two shutfim come and say, you owe us money. We eat, Rashi says, they come zeh hazeh. Each one says, you owe me, I'm part of a shutfus, you owe us money. And he's molded to one and kofer to the other. So Gemara says, "Hey Chadome, Elam the Udele b'Palga the day, the 50 is his soikik fear the idoch. He's denying the other. I love the Amrla Mitravayu Yatsvis Amalai, and they said him you borrow from both. And Amalu lo chad min aichu Yatsvi to have look fears dvarim baum. I said I borrow. Two come and say you borrow from the Shutfis 100." He says, "I borrowed from you 100. There's no shutfus. I didn't borrow for anything from you. You bought them." This is what the Gemara here says. Then the Yerushalmi. The Ramban is very preoccupied with the Yerushalmi, and after him, all Rishonim bought the Yerushalmi, because the Rif quotes this Yerushalmi. And the question is exactly what? And Yerushalmi, the Rif quotes is a very snippet of the Yerushalmi. The chichesh b'amiso, problem b'chachesh, the echom and hashutfim. You're not chayiv if you deny it to one of the shutfim. What's the case? On Rabbi Yossi says, how did the Amr, this is from Shnayim shalovu me'echod, if two, a shutfis borrows from one person, b'shutfis, even though I don't say I'm an Orev for it, they are automatic. Each one's chayiv to pay the whole thing. Wait a second. So, and here, Rishonim jump up and say, wait a second. What does that mean? If two of us have a chiyuv together as a shutfus, the person can be tovei either, apparently, we'll see. The simple reading of this Yerushalmi would be, and the Rif quotes of Halacha, that each one's chayav the whole thing, and then later on, so if I go to one shut, if you owe me 100, he has to pay me 100, and if he says, I don't owe you, he denied the entire 100. It's not that he's chayav 50 and denied 50, he denied the entire 100. And the shuts have begun us in the entire 100. And so, what does it mean? Pratim l'chachesh echam and hashut. Tzal v'haya han. And then he goes, chases the other one for 50. Exactly what's talking in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi seems to contradict itself. And it certainly doesn't seem to be anything to do with what Rashi told us here. Rashi said, each one's chayav 50, and zahu. And you can ask each one for 50. You can ask each one for 100. You want the 100? Go to the shutef. Who do you ask for, and what are you chayav, and how are you paying? This is the problem that bothered everybody. So we have the Ramban is the first one who takes that up in a total way. You can see the Ramban in three places. Four places. Ramban in Bava Metzia, Ramban in Shavuos, the fifth perek. Sefer Trumas quotes the discussion he had with the Ramban about it. So obviously, advantages for Shalti at Zepi, Rabbeinu Moshe, Rabbi Nachman Zal, Simon Membeis. And the way the Rosh quotes the Ramban, the way the other Bishonim quote the Ramban. Okay, let's begin seeing inside. But the issue is how to evaluate a chov of shutfim. How to put together if the Yerushalmi that the Rif paskins. First of all, what is the Yerushalmi talking about? Yerushalmi seems to contradict itself. Toch kedei dibur. Yerushalmi says that if I deny to one of the shutfim, so there's no shuas hapikadon. So apparently, and this is where we shown him begin, I don't owe either shut of anything. I owe the shutfis the total 100, and they both have to come to me together as part of a shutfis. And then therefore, if that is true, so why do each one individually have to pay the whole thing in cases of halva? So the Ramban tackles the problem. Shutfim Sheshalu. Perish Rashi, Chatzi domeh hosha olav. Ushmai nami hocha daika. That seems to be, let's read the Gemara. He says, it seems to be what the Gemara is saying. He says, the leka of chad minayu ela palka. The kol chad minayu dmekulo. If each one owed everything. Kishilim palka hechi makna lekveda. Arilo shilim elam. He didn't pay what he owes. V'i. Kachi. If this is true. Kashalon hod de garcini big mora de my rov. Yerushalmi. Ki cheshba miso prat lemachachashach manashutim. I'm Rabbi Yosi Hado. I'm Rishnaim Shalovu Meyachem Men. I'm going to look to the Achram Avoyim Lezen. I'm going to look to the Achram Avoyim Lezen. Of course, Rabbeinu Beyechoshuot. Mir Mize. It would seem from the Shalom. Shamavke Eitzel Ashu from Kol Echem Em Chai Bekulo. Ami Bikon Gamrinen. The Ushalmi says each one's Chai of the whole thing. And the Gemara says, Shami Messiah, Echashiv Kulishtaim, Kochachai Bakulo. Okay. Obvious question. Hashem and Omar, Shenechrai Zelze, Eladumi de Malvakish, Shoch Ben Yad. He says like this. You have two shomrim. And they are shomrim together. So I do Sunday, you do Monday. I do Tuesday, you do Wednesday. And on Wednesday, one of them is Poshea. Who's Chayev? The Poshea's Chayev? Or they're both Chayev? Because, what is it? They agreed as shutfim to take a shmirah. And if I do it on Sunday and I do it on Monday, is it that each one does his chiyav shmirah? Or I, on Sunday, when I do the shmirah, I'm watching for myself and for you. And Monday, when you do the shmirah, you're watching for yourself and for me. He says, and what about shlichas yad? If I'm shaleach yad, is that my chiyuv or our joint chiyuv? So maybe he says enem mechuvah. It's not. It doesn't make sense that I'm chayiv for my pshia and you're not chayiv for my pshia because we took a joint his chayivus. That's his problem. So what do you do with our gemara? I'm chayiv the whole thing. Page 50. In the end of the day, what's going to happen? Ain't a chanami. I'm going to have to pay. I owe you 100, and he owes you 100. But after I pay you the 100, I turn around, I tell him, okay, now we have a shutfus, you have to give me back 50. So at the end of the day, how much is going to come out of my pocket? 50. And since at the end of the day, that's going to come out of my pocket, so even though my chiyuv was 100, but in the end, it's going to, I'm giving you everything that's going to cost me. This is not what Rashi says. Not the Pasha is what Rashi says.
Chatzahache and Poro. In the other half, if he pays it, he's going to collect from Chafa. Alef Washim Perish Rashi and Nirikin. It's not Rashi. Sheish Lomba Dohorikim. Nami, Koma. Koma Shalom Lefroa Mishalom Chaveru Rotz Lefroa. What happens if my friend says, I'm not interested? Too bad. Sheish Lomba. Shnaim shalovu meyechod or shivkid echod etzlom and echem chayav afroa hako elamidin oreif. Okay. He says, no. If I'm chayav, I'm only chayav 50, but you can ask me for 100 because I'm an oreif in the other 50. till I went into it and you relied on each one of us. So therefore, I'm an Arif. Okay. If the other person is very wealthy, it ain't so simple. Let's take a look what the Rambam says. And what the Riff says. That's it. Yes.
In the previous paragraph of the Ramban, if it wasn't Arvus, so what was the tzad that the Shitzma could go be closer and go about?
Because they're two separate things. There's my chiv to the person and our agreement between ourselves. Our agreement ourselves, we have a shutfus. So that means we're both responsible, that to each other. Definition of shutfus. That's what's his assumption there. And therefore, but to the person who I'm chayev the whole thing. Let's see. And this gentleman puts in parentheses, ches halacha hei. What? Sure. Yeah, that's an Arif. I agreed to pay. As far as the Malva goes, I pay him. But I paid off your chov, and you have to repay me for that. The Rambam says, Omar, okay, doesn't say very much. Shal mi shutfim, v'shil lecha mehem. Shutfim shal, v'shil lecha mehem. So it's perfect. Doesn't say anything here. So what is Ramban talking about? With all due respect to this gentleman, I don't think he's talking about this. What is he talking about? A different Ramban. The Ramban talks about halva. Is it? What?
Really, the cook wants to close the Rambam Malvavalova.
What?
The cook wants to close the Rambam Malvavalova.
Yeah, that. Where in Malvavalova?
Chavetz.
Chavetz. Here, he doesn't say anything. What does he say in Chavetz? Okay. What? Let's see. Let's see what he says here. What? Okay. Shnayim shalovu. Shnayim shalovu b'shtar echad. O shalochu mekach echad. We bought one thing b'shutfus. Shutfim shalova echad mehem. One shutfim bar on behalf of the shutfus. Lochach b'shutfus. Harehen avoyim zelazeh avol pi shalo pirish. Says. Seems to be very clear. It's not that the shutfim who borrowed 100, not that each one's chayav 100, each one's chayav 15 is an order for the other 50. The simple reading of the Rambam. Simple reading of the Rambam. We'll see if that can sustain itself. Okay. That seems to be fine. He says, but there's another Gemara in Baba Metzia, Dav Tzarei Vavam et Aleph. Shutfim Sheshalu, Nishal Yechad Mehem. Okay. Shutfim, they were Shoel B'Shutfis. And then the Mafkid's working for one of them. the kulu shol binin or the halek or dilma lahu palga the shaila miyas potur. I'm working, he says. I have to work for the entire shoel. Who's the entire? And here the entire shoel is the group of them together. So it's one unit. Odilma, but no. I'm working for half of the unit, and that's enough. Atom eshkol echomem chayev bakol. He says, if you'll say, each one's chayev the entire thing, that means you are chayev the entire thing, and I'm working for you. So I should be potter. Now, shoel hu, b'kol, im toma, kem yikir shoel acherim, there's another shoel's chayev everything, lav kulo shoel hu. He says, he says, Ela de Mashma, he says, the Bedin Orev who be Edech Palga de Chavre, Shemochi lo pot el Palga de Dei, Zeraya Yosem and Rishon. Says, I think from the Gemara there in Sarevov, it works me din Arvis. Tosef to the Baba Bas, Motsosi, Hamal Vas Chavre, Al Yedeshne Arev, to Arev. But here it's different. Each one's an independent Orif. Well, you're from Echame. Let's say two people are an Orif. Can I go to one Orif for the entire loan? Or I go to each Orif for 50%? So, he says, well, you're from Echame and Tchila. Like, Shubob et Tchila, Ligvos, man, Kishen, Chosin, Pornir from it. You get from Chatzi Chatzi. She says, apparently, ain't log over. And our shein was ekedin shnayim shalavu. So apparently the chiyuv is 50-50. Gamzeraya. But I do with the Rambam who says to our Ravim, you collect the whole thing, either one. Here he's noted to the conclusion that even though it would seem from the Yerushalmi, there's a chiv of the entirety, but time he finishes with Rashi, and they were in Ashoel. And the Tosefta, the chiv is 50-50. See, if you take a look what he says in Shavuot, what does he do here? He begins with the Yerushalmi. And this is how he's going to explain the Yerushalmi. The Kichesh Bamitzo, he says, no. Chachesh Echom and Hashperik, non Shebolo Echom and Hashnaim, Shehevkidu Etzlo, one of the two came and asked him. And he says, I don't know you or anything. Why? He says, because one shutif is not allowed to ask for anything. I don't owe it to you, 50%, you to 50%. I owe it to the shutfis, 100%. And Kolzman, you represent yourself and not the shutfis. I don't owe you anything. Whole different way of looking at it. Yapisha, he says. Om Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi says, Shnayim Shalavu Mech, Av Pichena Kotsum Ela, Pona Pona Lavina, Pona Mech Chayav Kolecha L'Shalim HaKol. He says, what does it say here? Two who borrowed, each one's Chayav the whole thing. Well, it says, what about Shnayim Shefkidu? Okay. This is the outline. What I want you, what we'll do tomorrow, now if you take a look at this Ramban, the Rambans I said, and what is he saying? Now, this is the outline of where we're going. Shnayim Shevkidu. How does it fit in with our Gemara? Gemara Daf Tzadik Vav, Yerushalmi. There's a long Ramban here, and the question is, that's one way of looking at it. If you take a look in the Rosh, our Rosh here, let's take a look, our Rosh here. Shilem hu, okay. Shom and Ashutfim. Mishilem lechemet. Hashem shom, shilem lechemet. Doesn't say anything. Doesn't say anything. On Sarivav, just quotes the Gemara, doesn't explain it, how it fits in with everything. On Daf Sarivav, on Sariv Zayin, excuse me, nothing. Okay, fine. Shuv from Shishol, Peirush Rashi, Mishamah, Peirush Boy Rashi, Lamei Mashiv Tosh. Prat Lamachayach Marashut, become Prat Lamachash. Kevin Shishil Miyad, he said, Avada Chayav Shalem, Gam Chelik Hashut of Ha'acher, Im Lo Shilem, O Yishalem, O Yishova. Vada Chayav Shalem, Kol Chelik Hashut of Ha'acher, Omi, Kevin Shishil Miyad Hamutal Olov, Chavero,
What does he say? He says like this. Chayv l'shalem machelik hashutif ha'acher im lo yishalem o yishova. Kevin shil miyad hamutol ol v'chavero. What does he say? I paying 50 IO and 50 machaveros. And maybe the other one will pay him back. Machni lil alter kol akeifu or chatzi akeifu. Chatzi akeifu. Means I owe 50, my chaver owes 50. You're not going to pay me the keifu unless you're not going to mind unless you get your money. So you're getting your money. And when are you going to be machni to me? Can't be machni the whole keifu. I'm not supposed to get the whole keifu. I'm supposed to get the chatzi keifu. You can't be machni to me something that doesn't belong to me. Now, who owns this para? Who gets the schus to the cave of a para? Each one's going to get 50%. Or, who owns the whole para? Not, where does the para go back to? If the para goes to the shutfis, it goes back to both shutfim, to the lishnakama. So, but I'm because it means that it was stolen from the shutfim. So the ganav is going to owe the kefil 50 to one and 50 to the other. So he's only going to be machna, Rosh Patzin Lishna Kama. He's only going to be machna, he's going to be machna 50%, 50%, because he got his money. And what is this shutif going to do? He's going to go have to chase the other shutif for 50% for the other 50. That's fine. So what's the suffix? Is the suffix in the das machna? He got his money. So what is the kevish issue? Elavade chayiv l'sham gan chelik hashutu acher im lo yishalim o yishav. Umiu came in Shilamiyad, Hamutalov of Haveru. The Hamutalov of Haveru, Shemagam Huyashalem. Maknul Alta Hatsa Kafe. He paid 50% or paid 50%. Vadechai Vashalem Gam Chelik Hashut of Mehachem Loyashalem.
is a suffering in the Das Makna. Das Makna is not suffering. So what happens? He says, no. What's the suffering? Suffering is I'm paying 50. And if my chava doesn't pay 50, I'll pay the other 50. But right now I'm just paying 50, and Mustomi, he's going to pay the other 50. You're going to be marked me mechatzi kefil or not, because you didn't get everything you wanted. So he says, when he says here, Elvad chayev v'shalem gam chelik hashutuf. V'shalem gam chelik hashutuf v'achem lo yishalem lo yishalem. He's gonna, you're gonna get it because I paid you my 50. And I tell you, if my shutif doesn't pay, I'll pay you the other 50. Wait a second. So what are we dealing with here? We're dealing with a shoal. Shoal has to pay. But you know, I'm good for my money. That's not if Ovi doesn't say. What does he say in Shavuos? Yerushalmi. Quotes Yerushalmi. Quotes the whole Yerushalmi. Pirush HaRamban. Quotes the Ramban. And after he quotes the Ramban, he disagrees with the Ramban. He says very clearly. It's from the Ramban and Rabbeinu Hanano. He quotes the Ramban in the first part of the Ramban before the Ramban changes mind. Take a look how he quotes the Ramban, quotes after the Ramban. And he doesn't like it. I don't like it. He's not explaining to Yerushalmi well. Yo. Okay. this is a very straightforward text. We'll discuss it tomorrow. You can go through, if you go through both of all the Rambans, Roshes, if you can get the Rashman, the Ritva Hinematov Manoim. It's a long run in Shavuos. They're just repeating the same. Once you go through once, you'll see what they're saying, and we'll reach certain conclusions, how a Shutfus works, when a Shutfus works, in Chiyuvim, one to the other. Okay, this is the full outline, and it's very straightforward text. None of the complications we've had so far.